Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's very special team call. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm here live on the call. I've got Mr. Mark Riches standing by as well, and we just wrapped up a roll call. So we know live on the call this evening are folks from coast to coast and border to border. And most of you, and I know you're still coming in, streaming in, joined us live on Facebook Live with Mr. Darnell Self in Hampton Roads, Virginia, at the Business Overview that was live streamed. And we're so grateful to the folks in Hampton Roads and the technical team at Legal Shield to allow this to go out to the entire planet Earth via Facebook. And Mark Riches and I were just talking before we started the call, and we were just saying there are a lot of people, and of course folks on this call right now, a lot of people made some very significant income over the last 30 minutes because they invited people onto that stream. Now, there's a whole bunch of other folks that said to themselves, well, I want to see what this is all about first. I want to check it out. I want to make sure that the stream is going to work. I want to make sure that it's perfect. I want to make sure that I understand what he's going to be talking about. And so those folks were on the live stream by themselves. And that's good. You learned a lot of great language about how to present Legal Shield. You learned a little bit more about the scope and the power and the possibility of the income opportunity that's attached to this great service. But I'll say to that group of folks, if you had brought somebody on as a guest that was seeing Legal Shield for the first time, ask yourself this: would that have informed them? Would that have given them the information they needed to find out or to desire to find out more? Maybe talk with somebody in the company, get their questions answered, and inevitably get started. As a matter of fact, what's happening right now live in Hampton Roads, Virginia, because although you were seeing Darnell Self and not the audience, here's what happens. You know, this type of event is going on every weeknight across the U.S. and Canada in most metropolitan areas. And here's what is happening. Our associates are bringing their guests to a presentation just like that you just saw. And while you and I are talking right now on the call, what's happening live in Hampton Roads, Virginia, is that those guests, many of them are getting their questions answered and becoming Legal Shield members and becoming Legal Shield associates. And so I'm so grateful to have you on this call to be able to set this up coming out of this live stream so that we can teach you how to keep this business that simple. And you're going to be hearing more about the simplicity of this incredible system that we've been teasing you with that's rolling out on November 1st. Before I go to Mr. Mark Riches, I know you all got the email today that you're going to be hearing from him. Before I turn the call over to him, though, however, I want to make sure that I get an opportunity to remind you, to educate you, inform you if you don't already know this, but remind you if you do already know that this is the first qualifying month for the trip to Cabo. Now, we're not just talking about a vacation. And maybe you're saying, well, wait a minute, what do you mean first qualifying month? See, it's a multi-month qualification period. And when you hear about this trip, you're going to understand why it's a multi-month qualification program, because this is the most incredible performance club trip that I have ever seen roll out of Legal Shield. And October is the first month of this incentive period. Now, that's important because you can't win the trip to Cabo in the month of October, but you can lose it. Listen to me carefully. The minimum requirements for being in the running for the Cabo trip. And we can talk more in depth about the other requirements, which are all incredibly reasonable. The bar is very reasonably set for everybody listening to be able to join us in Cabo, but you must be at the minimum performance club qualified each month of the incentive period. That means starting this month of October. So you might be brand new. You might have just become a Legal Shield member and associate today, and that's excellent, and welcome, by the way, to this incredible organization, and congratulations for the choice you made. We want you to know we want you in Cabo with us. So you have to, at a minimum, Performance Club qualify, and that's 90 Performance Club points. That is all that is required to allow you to continue on qualifying for the Cabo trip. So why is the trip so important? Well, let's talk about the trip in terms of a vacation, first of all. Legal Shield, as I said, rolled out this incredible trip and announced it. Now, we've been on some amazing trips. We've been to Cancun. We went to Atlantis in the Bahamas. We were just in Jamaica, but I had never seen a trip roll out like this. So it is, first of all, airfare for you and a guest, round trip, not just one way. You don't have to find your own way back. Round trip airfare for you and a guest to Cabo San Lucas. In addition to that, an all-inclusive resort experience at the new Hard Rock Resort that's being completed right now, meaning it's brand new. It will be brand new when we get there. All-inclusive luxury resort for all of us. And in addition to that, in addition to the way we're going to be treated and pampered at the Hard Rock Resort, in addition to all everything being included, your food, your drinks, your entertainment, Legal Shield on top of that is providing a $700 resort credit for you and your guests to be able to take advantage of the spas and other things that you might want to do while you're in Cabo at the resort. So whether it's golf or spas, incredible on top of everything that the all-inclusive resort has to offer. But that's the vacation. That is the vacation component. I'm here to tell you that there's so much more that goes on a performance club trip than that, because let me just make sure you can appreciate this. Not every person on the Legal Shield Performance Club trip is a millionaire club member, meaning not everybody has achieved that millionaire club status, earned $1 million in their business. However, all of the millionaires will be there. So what does that mean for you and I? Associations. Being able to vacation with the very people who pioneered the business we're in. And you may not appreciate that if you're brand new, but let me help you, because I have been on this road for a long time. These very people take the time and are excited and energized to pour into each and every one of us. We're not talking about passing them on a bike path and getting a pleasant nod or a hello. I'm talking about people that will sit with you, pour into you, answer your questions. And these are people who have been in this company for a decade or multiple decades. People that launched and ran this company with Harlan Stonecipher. Associations are just as big, if not bigger, than the vacation itself. And we want you all to experience that with us. So we want to be able to know when we go to bed at night this evening that we communicated to you, hopefully over-communicated to you, that this is not just a contest or an incentive. It's an opportunity for us all to come together in meaningful association to learn and grow together while also having an incredibly fun time. All you have to do to stay in the running for the month of October is be Performance Club qualified. And if you're not sure what that means, please, please, please get with your sponsor and get the details or contact one of us, and we'll be happy to help. Folks, I'm going to come back and talk with you again at the completion of the call, but it is my absolute pleasure to bring on our guest speaker, our trainer, our coach, our mentor for the evening, who's going to be talking more about the simplicity and, of course, about the changes, enhancements, the transformations, the evolution of our business that we're all experiencing right now. Please help me in welcoming to the call Platinum World Council member, multi-million dollar millionaire club member, $700,000 ring earner, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. I really enjoyed watching Darnell Self live tonight and just was sitting here so impressed with the technology of today, where, you know, it used to be people had to travel and really, you know, spend money going to events. And I think there's still some value of live events, but what a powerful thing to see him live in Virginia tonight, you know, doing a briefing and, you know, hundreds of people all across North America participating in that. I hope you had some guests on that. That's what it's all about, as you mentioned, is getting guests on that in front of those presentations, and that's how you make money. Some people enjoy the briefing. Some people make money at the briefing and really enjoy it that way. So let's make sure as we do more of those events, you know, I think it'll be great to see Jim Tanner doing a briefing, and we'll stream that live. And I'm looking, we're going to launch a Cookeville briefing right here in Cookeville, Tennessee, and we'll be able to do that live occasionally. But being able to share the language and the expertise of all these trainers all across the countries and these presenters, it's going to be great. I'm excited about our launch next Thursday. We're 1 week away. Very important to close out the month in a very big way right now, getting every one of our agents as Legal Shield associates. That's the most critical thing. And, of course, qualifying for Performance Club and other levels. We've really been working hard getting people qualified for executive director and senior director. We've got Kelly McManier from Louisiana visiting here in Tennessee, and she hit senior director today, so congratulations to her. We're going to be rolling out, again, this new recruiting and training system. It's going to be epic. It's going to be powerful. I'm so excited to show you all the components of it. And I want to introduce one concept tonight and really just spend a few minutes talking about it. So this will be our new system. I spoke last week that you got to be able to explain the system in 5 minutes or less. Let me share with you the new system. It's got to be, again, some of the rules. It's got to be very simple and very duplicatable, and everyone should be able to do it. So there's five steps. We've got it down to five. Number one, exposure. Number two, follow-up. Number three, we're going to call it confirmation, and I'll talk about these steps tonight. And step number four is enrollment. And we added a fifth step just called duplicate. So back in when I was really building a big network organization, which got me to 25,000 associates in just a few years, what we did is did a thing called running the bases. And so if you want to draw out a baseball diamond, just draw out a baseball diamond, and you know, like a diamond, and then over there on the far right is first base, and then, of course, at the very top, second base, and over on the left, third base, and then home plate. Everyone pretty much knows what that is. That's cool because you don't have to teach people about baseball. Most people understand how it works. So you draw this baseball diamond, and then the four steps that I just went through, exposure, that's first base. And follow-up is second base. And third base is confirmation. And fourth is the home base, which is enrollment. So let's go through that. I just want to break this down. Let's play some baseball. So first base, let's talk about it. Exposure. What does that mean? Well, first of all, one thing about this business, if you want to build a big organization and financial independence for you and your family, you have to understand this rule. Exposure is everything. And so you've got to have access to lots of exposure tools. You don't have to have a lot, but there's certain tools for certain people. But just getting started, when a new person joins, they'll have an exposure site, and we'll be rolling this out next week on this call on Thursday. But they'll have a 23-minute presentation that they'll be able to send a person to and get a full overview, just like Darnell did in 30 minutes, but it's a team up of Darnell Self and Brian Carruthers, and they do a 23-minute presentation on the entire opportunity, including the $99 associate fee. So it's the membership presentation and the $99 associate fee. And yours and my job is to simply get people in front of that presentation. I just want to kind of give you an old school story real quick. When I first started this, it was VHS tapes. They were about $5. And then they came out with the brick. It was a VHS tape wrapped with a whole bunch of other paper stuff, you know, brochures and things like that. Pretty nice little kit, but it was $8. So to expose someone, number one, you had to get a brick is what they were called, and you had to hand them out. Now, we recruited 500 people in a month with the brick. But think about the cost of an exposure. It was $8 minimum. And you also had to have that tool to expose. And then it went to DVD, which DVDs are still viable. You can still order DVDs from Legal Shield and hand them out. They're about $1 or $2, so they're a lot more affordable. I remember when we went to the DVD, boy, that was just a huge savings on exposure. But think about what we just did tonight. We plug people into a Facebook Live. It's free. And they're hearing from a guy that's making $1 million a year doing a live event. Or you can send them to the website he did it in 30 minutes, which I was really impressed with. Or you can send them to a website, which is 23 minutes long and have that presentation. So an exposure could be an online presentation, a live event. It could be a DVD. It could be a business briefing where you actually bring a person as an event or bring a person as a guest to the event, to the live event. Okay, that's a powerful way because you put them in a room with a lot of energy. They get the information. They get the exposure. The exposure needs to be 100% of the information. So asking someone, you know, would they be interested in identity theft? That's not an exposure. You didn't expose them anything. You ask them a question. But when they get 100% of the information, that's an exposure. And so all those tools I'm mentioning, and we'll introduce several others, and we'll have specific tools for the millennial group, specific tools for the ladies of justice, and so forth. So that's important that you understand first base is exposure. Here's a rule, a big rule. Each one of these bases have some rules with them. Here's one for first base. It needs to be a third-party tool, meaning if your mouth is moving, you're off track. If you're the one doing the exposure, you're off track. This is especially important with anyone you know, your warm market. It's especially important there to use a third-party tool. But really I use all third-party tools because what's really great about that website you'll be able to send people to is when you send someone there, it's always the same presentation, always with the same information. It doesn't change. And compare it to the old school, I mean, it's free. You can send literally 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people a day to that website, and it costs you absolutely nothing. And as we expand further into North America and opening up new provinces there, you'll be able to again, expand anywhere in the U.S., anywhere in Canada with that website for free, unlimited usage. So the goal of this step in exposure is to kind of poke them and see if they bleed. Now, don't get confused. It's not poke them till they bleed. We're in the people attraction business, not the people attacking business. So it's important not to attack people. We're just poking them, see if they bleed. Hey, here's some information. Would you be interested? And once they're done, we're going to go to step two, follow-up. But then you're going to kind of basically take their temperature to see if that's an interest to them. But a person can have multiple exposures. You don't have to, it's not a one-time shot. Oh, you weren't interested, we're done. No, you should keep them in your prospect system, continue dripping information on them. And that's what that prospect app, which we'll have some really good training on coming up on these Thursday night calls, but that's what it does so well is you can put them in a campaign and it will send them a regular email out getting them that information, and people can enroll as a member or enroll as an associate right from those email links that are going out. So remember, we are in the people attracting business. The best book to read on that is How to Win Friends and Influence People, because it's all about building relationships and getting people interested and intriguing and not giving them all the information or not giving them a part of the information, but saying, here's a website, check it out. And in gathering their information, it's not just about handing them a website. This is so important on this step. But it's about getting their information, getting their phone number, their name, their email address, specifically their email address, so that you can then send them a link to the website. If you give them a card with that website on it, I think it's almost just a waste of time because the odds of them getting that card in front of their computer and typing in that web address is almost 0%. But the odds of them receiving an email from you the next day or later that evening and clicking on the link in the email is a lot higher percent. So you always want to gather their information when you're contacting people and prospecting people, and then, of course, send them a link to the email. Remember, amateurs judge their prospects. I was talking to Kelly and Michael Taylor, who's visiting from North Carolina here today about this, and I said amateurs judge their prospects. The rule here is you just can't judge anyone because in the network business, it's not about them. See, if you look at someone and say, well, they're just not sharp enough for our business or they're not professional enough or they're even if they're not interested enough, you can't judge them out because it's not about them. It's really about who they know. And it's not really even about who they know, but it's who those people know. And it's who those people know. Every one of those people can be a link that links you to another link who links you to another link and eventually links you to a powerful leader. I was showing him in my legacy today, you know, Dave Paperno, who's at 30,000 memberships. Well, excuse me, 20,000. 20,000 memberships personally sold. And I showed him the 20 people, I think it was 23 people that between him and I, that were all very critical. Many of them are gone. Most of them canceled their membership. They're no longer active. But every one of them was needed in this network to find me, Dave Paperno, in Southern California, who I've made over $1 million from his business. So you got to just use the fog the mirror test. And that's where you take a little makeup mirror, hold it up to their nose. If they fog it, recruit them, expose them. Give them the website, get their email address. If they don't, call 911. They're dead. So that's what's important, is don't judge anyone, and make sure that your mouth is not moving, that you're not being the exposure, but that you're using a third-party tool. This is also very important because they're going to duplicate what you did. And so if you're talking and explaining it all, then they think they've got to go do that. But if you hand them a DVD or send them to a website, in their mind they say, that's all I need to do to have success in this business. And so you're setting the process in place that your whole team's going to follow by exactly how you do things. We'll talk more about that. But that's first base, exposure. And remember, exposure is everything. Second base. All right, second base is follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up. Okay, the fortune is in the follow-up. So it's not good enough just to expose people, but you got to be able to follow up. Well, that's why you got their phone number. And it's good to get their cell phone number so you can send them a follow-up text or give them a call. And the first step in follow-up is see if they've reviewed the information. So it's, assume that they have, but a lot of times they haven't reviewed the information. So you just kindly remind them to review it. Did you watch the video? Did you watch the online presentation I sent you? And that's probably not the best question, is did you watch it? But better than that is, if you watched the video or if you watched the online presentation, I'd like to ask you a couple questions. And then you say, did you watch it? Did you have a chance to watch it yet? Always give them a way to back out. Don't put them in a corner and say, hey, did you watch it? Yeah. Now, they just lied. They hadn't watched it. But if you slowed that down a little bit and said, hey, I wanted to see if you had a chance. So, again, you're kind of giving them open doors. I wanted to see, John, if you had a chance to view that information I'd sent you. And if you have had a chance to view it, I'd like to ask you a couple questions. Have you had a chance to view it? So you slow that whole follow-up process down so that they don't feel pressured to just say yes. And then he says, well, if I'm going to have to answer some questions, I don't want to lie. No, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. No problem. When do you think you'd have a minute to watch that? It takes 23 minutes. I'll do it right now. Okay, I'll call you in 24 minutes. And so that's kind of part of the follow-up process. If they do, if they have watched it, then the question that you want to ask is, hey, what did you like best? Your goal here in step two is just really to take their temperature. I like to say, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being that you're not interested, and 10, you're very interested and ready to get started, where would you rank yourself? And if they rank themselves up in the 5 or 6s or 7, hey, you got a good prospect there. If not, you might want to give them additional exposures. So this is a process where you're not limited to one. It's not a one-time shot. You can give them an unlimited number of exposures. Most of the exposure tools we're going to introduce next week are free and very accessible and able to be duplicated in the masses. And that's why we're going to grow this thing bigger than ever before. We're going to pay out millions and millions and tens of millions of dollars in commissions and incentives, and we've got to get everyone positioned right now as an associate so that they can participate in the program fully. What did you like best about the products? You know, the presentation goes over the Legal Shield and the ID Shield plan. What did you like best about that? What caught your attention? And let them talk a little bit about what impressed them. They might have an identity theft story or a legal issue story they want to share. Let them talk. That's a good part of the follow-up. And then you could also ask something like, would you mind sharing with me your goals and what you're looking for? It's important to know kind of what they're looking for so that you can customize these next steps to assist them in getting started. Remember this, professionals sort and amateurs convince. So we're not trying to convince every person to join. We're simply sorting through the masses to find those that would have an interest in our business. Okay, next base is third base. Now, everything on the right of the diamond, if you drew a line down the middle of that diamond from the second base to the home base, everything on the right is kind of your job. Your job is to expose people and follow up with them. That's your job. Expose people. Think about that. Send them to a website. Follow up to see if they've been to the website. That's your job. That's all you really have to get good at. Sending people to a website, following up to see if they've been there. That's it. On the left side of the line, that's the community's job. That's where my job kicks in, and Jim Tanner's, and all the other leaders in the business, and all the other associates in the business. So we're with you the next two steps. And third base is confirmation, or you could call it validation. It's just where you really, it's a closing step. It's where you really, again, we're asking people here for a $99 investment. They've had some exposure. You've followed up. You've taken their temperature. They're still interested. So now we need to confirm it. Now we need to really lock them down, and that's done through these tools. One is a PCC, a private conference call. We used to call it a three-way call. It still should be a three-way call. It should be you, your sponsor, and that new prospect. The reason you're on there is to learn what your sponsor is doing to confirm or validate that prospect and get them signed up. It's where you can put them on the phone with an expert and help edify that expert. One of my favorite ways to edify an expert before you get them on the phone is say, hey, they know all the facts. They're very successful and know how to make a lot of money. They love helping people, and most of all, they love to have fun. Something like that. Those four things are key points of attraction for everyone, or someone's attracted to some parts of that. And we'll talk more about that at the December training. We'll break that down, slow it down. But I'll tell you what, that's a great way to introduce him. What doesn't work well is he's a platinum executive director or even a $700,000 millionaire club member. None of those are good edification statements in this prospect introducing them to the person that you're going to get them on the phone with. But you could say they're an expert in this industry. They know all the facts. They are very successful. They know how to make a lot of money. And they love helping people. And most of all, they love to have fun. Or really, they love to have fun. And most of all, they love helping people. That's probably the best way to close that. So anyway, that's a good introduction or way to edify the person you're going to get them on the phone with. Also, a confirmation, the third base can be a business briefing. Like if you had exposed someone, you know, yesterday the business, followed up with them today and they're interested, you can put them on that live webinar tonight, that Facebook Live presentation by Darnell. That's it. That's a confirmation. And at the end of that, they should be able to have a desire to join your team. So it could be a virtual business briefing. It can be a live business briefing. It can even be another exposure tool. It can also be a sit-down. I think we got away from doing a lot of this, but sitting down with someone at a coffee shop or taking them to lunch can be a great way to confirm the information and validate it and make them feel comfortable with moving into the next step, which is the home plate. So let's take it home. This is where you enroll them, and you enroll them as a Legal Shield member and a Legal Shield associate. You assist them in downloading the app, and you plug them into the team website, which will launch next Thursday, and you encourage them to go through all the training and schedule a game plan. And again, remember, a game plan is a process, not an event. So, you know, this is part of the game plan. What you're doing right now is, again, let me just review those steps at home plate. You enroll them as a Legal Shield member and a Legal Shield associate. Talk about their fast start deadline in the 20 days and put an action plan together. Here's one I'll just slip in there, very important. Make their list. Help them make their list and work their list to get their warm market list exposed to the business. And then teach them, say, you know the process, and show them the baseball diamond, say, exposure, follow-up, confirmation, and enrollment. Those are the four steps, and that's all you need to do. So, and I'll help you on this side. You do the right, I'll do the left. So it's important to follow the bases. For example, let me give you an example. A person calls and says, hey, Mark, I'd like you to do a PCC, a private conference call with one of my new prospects. I'll say, have they had a chance to view the website. You say, well, I sent them there. So what's missing? Well, you missed second base. You're over at third base, but you didn't go to second base. What did you forget to do? You forgot to follow up. So even though this is four simple steps, people can really mess it up quickly. So what I'm trying to say there is, hey, you need to go back to second base and follow up. And what are you looking for? Number one, did they get the information? Did they see the information and view the website? So it's not just about getting them, sending them to the website, but did they have a chance to click on the link and watch the presentation? And then another important thing, are they interested? If they're not interested, I don't want to talk to them. So you can sort them out right there at second base. We don't want uninterested people moving in the next step. That's what second base is all about, sorting out people that are interested in moving forward from the ones that are not. So let's run the bases. Let's get started. Let's close out this month running the bases every day, making exposures, following up. Remember, the fortune's in the follow-up. Back to first base. Exposure is everything. The fortune's in the follow-up. Third base, confirmation, which you have a whole toolbox of tools to use there. It's not just a three-way call. There's lots of ways and tools that allow you to confirm the information with the prospect. And enrollment is fourth base, which is home base. And most of us, I think, are really good at that. We're writing members, we're writing associates, we're closing them in our business. I am, again, very excited about our official launch next Thursday, November 1st. It's going to be huge. I'm super excited about it. It's so important that you and every person on your team is a Legal Shield associate. It's so important that you get Performance Club qualified this next 7 days before next Thursday at midnight so that you can participate in the Cabo trip. If you're not Performance Club qualified this month, you're not going to Cabo. You just flushed $3,700 down the toilet. Do not do that. We need you there. We want you there. We want you and your team there. Get people in as associates. We are hitting record numbers. We have massive momentum going right now. We're going to have far more Performance Club qualifiers this month than ever before in our 24-year history, all in preparation for our launch call next Thursday night. It's going to be exciting. Again, it's my privilege to be on the call tonight to share running the bases with you. This will be a key component in our strategy. And with that, Mr. Tanner, I'll turn the call back over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Riches. And I'll be brief as we wrap up the call because I just want to acknowledge some of what people are thinking that are listening in on the call. First of all, some of you are saying it can't possibly be that simple, especially if you've been trained by us to make it complicated in the past. Well, it is that simple. As a matter of fact, taking a very transparent inventory of what's happening across the Legal Shield system, this is exactly how thousands of people are joining Legal Shield. They're just not joining your team, and we can fix that, and this will fix that. So in its simplicity, please don't look for more. Mr. Richard said, well, there's five steps, but really it's four steps because the fifth step was do that same thing with somebody else. And right now, I just want you to think about how quickly this moves, because you could contact me. You could invite me to go watch that video. 22 minutes later, I've watched the video. I know what Legal Shield is. I know what the service offerings are. I know the way that we market. And most importantly, I understand how I get compensated. 22 minutes. You can follow up with me. You can help me get any questions answered that I might have by putting me on the phone with somebody or inviting me to more information. Literally, there are people that, in less than an hour from the first time they've heard the words Legal Shield, are Legal Shield associates. So let's not complicate this. And most importantly, when you embrace that simplicity, see, we're talking to you this evening, and I started out talking to you about Cabo and Performance Club, but the truth is you could recruit people this weekend that because of this simplicity, not only will you recruiting them and getting them their membership get you your Performance Club points for Cabo, but they will have time. They will have the opportunity to duplicate what you did with them and then go right ahead. And guess what? They could get Performance Club qualified. They could be in Cabo with you. I remember when I made my first list, Mr. Richards talked about making that list and exposing those people to our opportunity. I remember that first list. My instructor said to me, you know, that was 2004, and I still remember these words. He said, write down on your list the people you want to walk the beaches of the world with. Put them on your list. And isn't it interesting that I've now, all these years later, walked the beaches of the world? When he said that statement and instructed me with those instructions, I had never been on an airplane. I didn't own a passport. But I trusted in the system. I'm asking you to trust in the system as well. So I want you to embrace the simplicity. That's number one. Number two, there are people on this call, because we recruit and have recruited heavily for the B2B opportunity. And we have done a good job over the years, probably too good, at over-communicating the B2B opportunity to the point that people think it's the only opportunity, as if the only way we protect families in North America is get them their Legal Shield and ID Shield plan through their benefit offerings at their place of employment. That's not true. It is how we've created the volume. It is why people know who Mark Riches is and why they know who the members of this organization are. That's all true. We are the experts. This is an elite organization that does that. But as I talked about on these calls the last couple of weeks, it is time to embrace diversity in your business. Sure, we want people to continue to come in, get professionally trained, go and call on companies. And if you're listening to this call tonight, you're saying, I thought I was here to call on companies. Absolutely true. But as I talked about on Monday morning, specifically, you were recruited to protect people by any means necessary. That means you don't cross your arms and say, I'm not going to sit down and have a cup of coffee with somebody because I'm a group marketer. And it doesn't mean I don't build a team and I shield people or keep the opportunity secret from them because I'm a group marketer. Embrace the entire opportunity and don't keep any part of it a secret. We recruited you to protect people with our service, empower them with our opportunity. Make no mistake about that. If anybody communicated to you differently, you just got it corrected by me. Now, in conclusion, I want to echo what Mr. Mark Riches said, because there are also people on this call right now that are not yet Legal Shield independent associates. You are agents. You've been through our training program, but you are not yet associates. And some of you, this is why this is really important, because things are moving so fast. We've added, in my team, we've added more Legal Shield associates today than at any one day that I could ever recall. Because people that we have brought into our system and gotten trained have been getting this information on all of our calls, on our Facebook group, on these extra training videos like the one Mark Riches put out last week, saying you have to become an associate now. Well, so if you're hearing this call tonight, you have to become an associate now. Because on November 1st, when we start talking to you about the tools and everything that's available to you, it's only available to you as a Legal Shield associate. The Cabo trip, only available to you as a Legal Shield associate. We have to get you set up in their computer system as an associate. But for those of you listening especially, you've already recruited some folks into the training system, and they're going through the training. Those people are calling us too, and they're saying, I need to become an associate. Listen to me carefully. If you are not an associate and the person you brought on wants to be an associate first, we've created a problem. And we've been wrestling with that problem here, especially the last 24 hours, trying to track down you so that we can get you set up as an associate so we can put your new associate on your team. So we need to clear that up. And listen, this is not going to be an issue in the future because we're running towards simplicity as fast as light speed. But as things speed up, as thousands of people join as associates in this organization, as we have this momentum building, where we have more Performance Club qualifiers than ever, we have more people doing everything faster than ever, people joining as associates today and recruiting their first associate today, because they're not going into that B2B space, they don't need to be slowed down by hours of training. Because essentially what Mark Riches taught you tonight is the training. Everybody could build a $1 million business with the 15 minutes you just heard from Mark Riches. It is that simple, but it's moving quickly. So that's why I'm spending the most time on this. If you are listening to my voice and you are not yet a Legal Shield associate, It's very simple. And if you're not a member, take care of that as well at the same time. But just go under the certification column in your back office. You'll see a link that says associate. If it says no, click that link, and it should launch your sponsor's associate sign-up page so that you stay in the correct lineage. I'm not going to explain it any further than that. It is simple, but if you get stuck or you're not sure or you're worried you're doing it wrong, just go into in your toolbar, go into the gear icon, and that will bring you to my account settings. There's a tab that says my support team. In that tab is listed your sponsor, your executive director, and your platinum executive director. Contact every one of us. If you want to be an associate and you don't know what to do next and you want to go on this run with us and you don't want to miss out on everything that we've been talking about, go into your support tab, contact all three of us, your sponsor, your executive director, your platinum executive director. Don't contact one and then wait and see if they get back to you. Contact all three of us tonight and say, I need to be an associate. I need to get it done tonight. I want to make sure it's done correctly. I'm not missing out on this, because it is as simple as Mr. Rich has just talked about. Folks, we are in the process of not just protecting people with an incredible service that rights the wrongs that are going on right now, shines a light on injustice and corrects it with Legal Shield, that helps people that suffer in silence as identity theft victims with our ID Shield. We're not just helping with that, but we're helping with this incredible opportunity as well. We are making a major impact on the world around us. And that is important for you to understand as well. So make absolutely sure that you take care of all of this tonight, and make absolutely sure that you know that what you're doing, that you understand the steps that you're doing and to do them correctly. And make absolutely sure that if you're not sure, you contact someone in your support team. So that's all I wanted to say about that. Because this is a team that's going to continue to be the fastest growing team in Legal Shield, and it's only going to move faster and faster in the days ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the call this evening. Thank you, Mr. Mark Riches, and we'll see you on our next call.